right, it's crossover time. Let's welcome in Mark Grandy and Dan Dibley.
Yes, sir.
Mark Willard gone. He's now a married man.
Gone.
Good for Mark.
Yep.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you? How was
awesome.
Your weekend?
Yeah. Better than the Giants.
Yeah, definitely better than
you
the Giants.
You better be better than the Giants.
Dibs, what ails them?
I mean, where do you want to begin?
The offense.
Okay. They put up six runs on Sunday.
Week?
You know where I want to begin? It's the defense. And you've got multiple outfielders who are outfielders, like the angles that Elliot Ramos takes, Luis Matos in right. And, I mean, Jung Woo Lee can only do so much, but your corner outfielders defensively without Yaz, you're not very good. And so you give up 90 feet here, you give up 90 feet there. And when the pitching is not absolutely spectacular, you're in a little bit of trouble.
And that's what I think we're looking at right now, man.
Grandy?
Elliot Ramos is the worst left fielder defensively in baseball.
Now that hurts.
By
ouch.
Metrics.
There's
Damn.
A tweet.
He's the fifth worst defender in all of baseball, and he's the third worst outfielder in all of baseball.
But he's your outfielder, Grandy.
He's
made
your
the all-star
fielder.
Team.
And you have four guys you want to play at DH. So
Ooh,
as a
wow,
result, you
wow.
have to play some guys
there?
That are bad at defense in the field.
That was one of the worst routes I've ever seen, man. Like,
and he gave up two runs, and he lost by two
I've
runs.
I've seen Debo Samuel run worse routes.
That's a four.
Yeah,
no, that's a solid
one,
four.
Man.
That's a very timely, solid four.
Dude, though, Diz, that was someone. He's
I was
your
thinking
left
about
fielder.
My brother Mike and his paper route when back in Fairfax Cascade
okay,
Drive. His paper route involved like a couple of dead end streets and a bicycle and like one of those old burlap sacks. I'm sorry, Grand, you're gonna have to take a playoff. But back when we had to deliver the paper door to door. That was a bad route.
Wow, man.
That was a bad route.
Well, I love it.
Unpaved roads and a bicycle with, you know, one speed back before they had gears on bikes. Steiny, you remember.
Sure.
But that was a bad route and left. And it's over and over and over a bad route.
But what if I told you that was horrible. We didn't even mention that. Even with those bad routes, he's like at the bottom of my what's wrong with this team list, Ramos.
Okay.
Devers. Rafael Nevers. That's a...
It's a three.
I heard that
because
earlier.
I think you did earlier.
Yeah.
I thought I'd bring it out again. But what's going on? He was supposed to be the bopper. Batting 200, two home runs. And can I blame anybody else for this collective as a whole, the impotent offense? Can I bring up Burrow? Or are you going to do what Steiny says? They're grown-ups. But you have a job as a hitting coach.
Go ahead, Dibs. I like to, and Grandy like to hear
right,
how,
right.
what
and,
you guys say about this.
And I wonder what the job of the hitting coach is. Like, you got Rafael Devers, who is new here,
right.
and he's got a track record. So he struggles for 3 or 4 weeks. Maybe it's longer now. Probably is. So Burrell's supposed to like come up to him in the clubhouse and go, "Hey, Rafi. Look, I'm Pat. Pat, Rafi, nice to meet you. You know what you need to do? You need to do A, B, C, D, E, and F in order to get yourself going." And Devers going to say, "Hit the pike, Burrell. Hit the pike."
All right, real quick. What about the rest of the game? Because, well, really, they've been pulling rabbits out of their you-know-what all
it.
Season long. And I was like, oh, that's just who they are. That's a staple. But the reality is you can't win like that. And sustain that type of baseball. So there were warning signs early, but I'm just asking, okay, forget Devers. He's proven he's struggling. What about the rest of the gang, Dibs and Grandy? Is it fair then to say, man, this thing's almost over and we still look the same?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think it's fair. I think most people would agree that they are a better hitting team than what they've been over the last month, right?
Okay.
Like
I'm one of them.
You have the majority of your normal everyday players, other than maybe Adames, are struggling like a lot. Like they're not hitting, and I guess Jung Woo Lee's been better the last couple of weeks, but still, like you haven't had the majority of your guys hit the ball well for a while. So they're better than that. But then you've also got to wonder, well, what is the pitching going to look like in the second half?
Out.
Because, I mean, you had Robbie Ray and Logan Webb go in this series,
oh
and you lose
gosh.
Both those games.
Oh,
and it's nothing about the Blue Jays. They're obviously playing great baseball right now, but you got your two all-star pitchers. You got to win at least one of those games. Now you got the Braves where Birdsong and Verlander will throw in this series. Like, if you win two out of three, that feels like almost like a miracle. the way that they're going right now, I don't know. Like, they can be better offensively, but are they going to be as good as they were on the mound in the second half? Probably not.
I'm with you. And the question then is, does Buster Posey think there's a player, a couple players out there that he could get in the next 10 days that would make this team better?
Seems really challenging. I don't know how they do that.
And what do you have, I'm going Fred Sanford, to sell to get somebody if you wanted to go get Mitch Keller from the Pirates?
Well, you've got a lot of minor leaguers who, I mean, you've got minor league arms that appear to be major league ready almost, but are you going to trade an arm to get an arm for a couple of months? And we talked about this on Friday, Grandy and I, and he'll be in all week, and we talked about your order of need, and I thought left-handed reliever, and then maybe a power bat, a right-handed power bat in the outfield.
Someone
and then,
to hit lefties.
And then a starting pitcher.
What is going on?
But now you look at, like, if you add a starting pitcher to this group, and, you know, like Mark said, Logan and Robbie, they both lost, and Verlander is lost, and I don't know. I mean, is there a one-player fix that's going to make this work? I think the fix is guys play better.
And wow. So if they stood pat, I feel like their bat would be Adames, who, forget Stani, sit this one out. Can we all admit amongst the three of us that the light seems like it's on with him? He's hitting the ball better.
Adames?
And you're hoping you see that from Devers and other guys, but I'm not.
Adames has been better,
yeah,
for
no
sure.
Doubt.
For like over a month now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the season's been going on for 3 months.
Like, I mean, no,
but this is the
more
point.
Like four, but
this
yeah.
is my point. It's like, yeah, he's had a great month. He had three awful ones.
No one's denying that,
right?
Though.
So he's got to like now have another
yeah,
good month.
Of course,
get the average to 245.
Yeah. A one good month doesn't mean that his season is magically great. It just means he's doesn't. Showing progress.
Sure,
yeah,
you would
so
think.
Keep it up. Yeah, that's
if,
all.
If he can. What?
I mean,
I have no idea what Adames is on the Giants. Like, what kind of player he is.
He has generally, historically, been a second-half player.
Yeah.
If you buy into that, then you would expect him to be a lot better the rest of the season than he was for the first half of the season. But you're right. It would take him being very good the rest of the season for this to become even an average year for him.
Yeah. But let me ask you this. So would you, to get, let's say you could get a really good bat
okay.
or a really good arm. You give up Eldridge?
No.
Now let me ask you why.
No.
Because whenever we talk about the Warriors,
yeah. no, I got,
and I talk about
going.
Future draft picks, and yeah. You say yeah. you always say, you know, they may never pan out.
Tomorrow's
so
not.
So the
promised.
Giants, you think, are knocking on the door. They should be better. They have a run in them. But why is Eldridge and like, why would he be off the table?
Because I feel like he's Tiger or Scotty Scheffler, like, made for this park. Once in a lifetime with that power and those violent swings. Could be totally wrong, but that is not who I'm using to go all in on what we got right now. Because, you know, I sit here, Dibs, and I'm mumbling here at the end of the shift.
No,
but the
great.
Bottom line is I know we had Jim Bowden on, former GM. He was talking possible World Series. The baseball world stopped when Buster delivered Devers. Why have the Giants not did what the Warriors did with Butler? And I'm not mad at anybody, but it is a maddening question to try to find an answer as to who saw this coming.
Well, unlike Butler, like, Devers can't make everyone around him better. Now, he can help the lineup where you're going to see better
That's
pitches.
That's what I was about to say.
And, you know, if you want to look at Willy Adames, and Steiny obviously has a burr in his saddle about Willy.
Yeah, he's on my fantasy team. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, now we get it. The truth comes
so
out.
That's why when I told
I didn't know that.
That's why when I told Mark Willard he stunk, trust me, he stunk. He's like the eighth best shortstop in our league.
Well, in the last 49 days,
sure.
which I believe
Ooh.
Is still
wow.
7 weeks.
No, that's a long time.
His OPS is .890.
Okay.
And he's hitting .280.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got 8 home runs,
Dude.
And he's driven in 22.
Man.
That's 7 weeks. It's not even just like, ooh, great little series, Willie A.
right.
at a pepper. This is now 7 weeks where
it.
He's gone from, oh, my God, you stink,
to
Steiny voice, to where, like, you're not quite all the way back to where you should be for a year, but the last 7 weeks, this is Milwaukee Adames.
Yes, no doubt. Okay.
Milwaukee Adames.
And
I'm
going to
give him three.
Right.
I'll take a two, and I don't even care.
And I'm not holding this against him, and I'm not, but, okay. He's played, what, like, They're 11-19.
Yikes.
As he's hitting as well as he's hit all season. So, like, it's not translate. And he shouldn't be able to have to carry the team on his own. But a guy gets hot, two guys get cold. You know what I mean? Like, Devers might get hot, Adot. Like, they don't have enough consistent hitters on this team. They just don't. And so here's the way I look at it. Devers, Chapman, and Adames. Let's call them the big three.
Okay.
If you went around the league, how many teams have a better big three hitters, essentially? Like, I would say the Blue Jays do.
We're talking about, like, last handful of months?
No, the whole season. Guerrero, or just, you know, you can go with the back of their card.
If you're going
Guerrero,
that far,
Bichette,
go
ahead, and Barger.
I mean, back of the card of Devers,
Talk
Chapman,
me,
and Adames, that's pretty damn good.
No doubt. See, I
you
think
just haven't gotten the back of those cards yet.
Well, I think what I think is when you take the Giants' three best hitters, let's just say they're those three guys, they're good. Like, they are good players. But there are other teams that have three players better. And then this is where the problem is. When you get done with those three players, other than Ramos, like, you don't have anything. Mm. Like, Bailey's hitting 200. Fitzgerald hit 15 homers last year and, like, 320 at-bats. And, like, this year
he's... Well, now he's in Triple A.
Right.
Like, this year he had three homers and 225. You know, it's like, all I'm saying is their best players are good, solid best players. Mm. Once you come off, and they're not playing great, and then once you come off them, then they don't really have a lot, I don't believe.
Well, that's where someone like Jung-Hoo Lee is so important. Because
sure.
And Elliot Ramos, too. And Ramos has kind of quietly been slumping at the plate a little bit.
Dude's going on
well.
Like 70, 80 at-bats slumping.
Has it been that long?
Hits. Like, it's not good. It's not Ramos-like, and he's still 267. It's okay.
And if you're playing that kind of defense in left field, Goo, you better be mashing the ball.
But we all can admit there have been signs it's getting bad. It's getting worse fast with Ramos in the glove. Like, whoa.
Definitely not getting better. I don't remember him being this bad last year. Maybe
man.
I just forgot entirely and wiped it from my memory. But it feels like it's every day you point to something and you're like, ooh, that was a bad decision. Oh, he made a bad route to that ball. Oh, what a bad throw. He had a chance. He stumbled in left field at one point.
Yep.
And it took him away from an opportunity to gun someone out on the base pass.
I got it.
Like, it's just small things like that.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. An Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. So 10 days till the trading deadline. They have 9 games. They're 52-48. They've played an even 100 games. What do you think the next 10 days will dictate what Posey does?
No, I think that he's already going to, you know, do what he does, and I honestly think that they already made their big move, which was Rafi Devers. Now, there might be a smaller move, left-handed bullpen arm, fourth or fifth outfielder who's a veteran who's under team control or an expiring kind of deal that can hit lefties, and they bring him in. I don't believe they're going to go out and get a starting pitcher because that market is very, very expensive. So if I'm Buster and I'm looking at where we are now record-wise, it doesn't really matter. He's already made his move. And the move he made, and I'm trying to remember, Grandy, who said this to us about this year's Giants team. It's almost like the year before the year, and you've got Adames and Jungle Lee and Chapman, and Robbie Ray's got one more after this, and you've got Logan, and you got Rafi Devers, and you've got Rodriguez and Doval, and you've got almost everybody back next year. I know Yaz is a guy who finally gets to be a free agent, but for the most part, this team is going to be next year's team, so I don't think you look at this deadline and think, oh man, we need to do something now. We need to maximize the Logan Webb window.
But Dibs, you got to be careful with that because you got all those names you just named right now and what's happening.
Well, you're 52-48. I mean, you're not 44-56. I mean, you're still kind of right there. And, you know, you mentioned Steiny, and I think you did it kind of the right way where I do think your big three is comparable to most teams' big three.
I'm with you.
But it's the other six. And I'm looking at Ramos over the last 30 games. He's hitting .207 with three homers and 13 driven in.
It feels
and
like
an OPS of .601. So, and that's 30 games.
Yeah.
And during that time, they're 11-19. And I know you could look at every other player and see a similar record. But for me, it's not the big three. And is Devers better than he's been? Yes. Is Chapman going to get back? Sure. And Adamas has been white hot. But for me, it's the next three. And beyond that, well, your bottom three. I mean, your bottom three are going to be your bottom three, unfortunately. But it's that middle three next group. Jung-Hoo Lee, Elliot Ramos, and the, I don't know, Yaz Matos platoon or Casey Schmidt. Those are the guys who have to be at least okay.
Well, and if that's the case, or your middle third of the order, not 4, 5, 6, but like your fourth, fifth, and sixth best hitters are maybe subpar around the league, then your top three guys, your dudes, just have to be that much better in order to make up for it. And they haven't been. At least two-thirds of them haven't.
And this is just me. Nobody asked, but I'll just share with you because I think this means something, and this guy was not acquired under Buster Posey. But Jung-Hoo Lee was supposed to, solidify the leadoff position for the San Francisco Giants. And I tweeted out over the weekend, another Giant game, another leadoff hitter. I mean, at what point are we going to say, Dibs, that was a bad signing? Because, dude, just like my thing is, if I'm managing, we were talking about good, bad managers, because there are. Ride them to the wheels fall. Quit jerking them around. Putting them at 7-6. Put them there and let them. If you're going to play, you set the table and let's see what happens. Who knows? Maybe him being jerked around because of his play might be affecting him in the leadoff position. But I hate seeing an everyday Giant lineup with on rotation leadoff hitter.
You see the lineup today?
Jung-Hoo Lee, I did not.
Jung-Hoo Lee leading off.
Okay,
there you go.
All right.
You make a call to Bo Melgu or what?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Jung-Hoo Lee, then Ramos, then Devers, Adamas, Chapman, Yaz, Flores, Schmidt, Bailey.
We went to the cafeteria Friday and collectively watched the first couple of innings of the Giants.
Oh, Verlander meltdown.
No, this ain't even about Verlander. Oh. Giants get two hits in a row, top of the first, and I know it's one inning, but it sets the tone. Here comes our big bopper, double play. It happens. My point being, Dibs, this team with runners in scoring position, It's criminal, and that's what's killing them. You can get 11 hits in a game you don't watch, and if the team gets one of them with runners in scoring position, that don't mean they got a bunch. That seems like the Giants, they just can't come up with the big hit.
What was it on Friday? 11 hits and no runs? You know how difficult that is to do?
11!
It's so hard.
Yep.
I'd rather get one hit than have 11 hits and not score. Oh, God.
I mean,
like, that's terrible.
They don't. Yeah. So I'm looking at Who's the Giants' home run hitter? Or who's their leading home run hitter?
It's Adamas. Yep.
Correct.
Yep.
Wow. You know where he is among the home run leaders in baseball?
In all of baseball? Yeah,
like 40th or something?
Oh, I would say like 67th.
62nd.
Wow.
60, what's your point?
My point is that Adamas, 14 homers. Devers,
I get it,
15.
Man.
And Chet, like
Ramos, 14.
Like, they don't, like, I don't believe. You think Devers or Adamas will ever hit 30 homers here as a Giant?
I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah, I think it's a stretch.
Because like, I think Adamas is figuring out that park. I really believe it. And you're going to go, I get it, what he was the first 3 months. But if we had a clean slate moving forward.
My point is they don't have enough power. Mm. So they don't have, they don't hit for average, and they don't hit for power. And they're not particularly fast. So when you talk about 11 hits and no runs, that is hard to do. But when you're not hitting a lot of extra base hits, that means you got to get three hits an inning. And they don't, like, they're not coming at you with six 300 hitters.
Or be able to get a productive out, which they also can't do for whatever reason.
So with all that said, on this roundtable, I'm back to my boy Pat Burrell. So we're just going to say the players can't do A, B, C, and D, nothing to see here. Or in my lifetime, Dibs, third base coaches get fired, first base coaches get changed, and so do hitting coaches. What are you doing, or what are we getting from the construction component of our instruction component of our team? If what Steiny just read is true, where are we getting help from? Where are these guys getting help to be better versions of themselves?
Well, they're probably getting help from the hitting coach and the manager and the other coaches on the staff. But I just wonder about, like, the hitting coach, what the hitting coach actually does other than, you know, you run through film and you help a guy, like, understand what the pitcher has. And maybe you look at film of the hitter and you say, well, this is what I'm seeing of your swing. Ultimately, the hitter has to step in that white rectangle and he has to hit the ball. And so, I mean, Pat Burrell can lecture him and talk to them and, you know, work on hand placement and barrel placement until the cows come home. But ultimately, you step into that rectangle and you're facing 99 with movement and a changeup and you have to get it done yourself.
No, real quick, you're on fire and 99.9% of that time, Grandy, Dibs, and Steiny, I agree with you. But have you seen anything like this as a collective? Nobody's hitting.
Yeah,
and
the Giants been, every year.
Like, but this is just, now we got our version of Barry Bonds, and he can't hit.
So I get it that they're not on this level, but when the Warriors had Durant, Clay, and Steph, if all three of them went in a shooting slump at the same time,
but that
what
would
do you
never,
do?
Yeah, but the odds of that, I like.
Well, I'm sure it's happened. Steph Curry's been in shooting slumps, and nobody says, Kerr, get that shooting coach on. Yeah. It's like, Devers is a hell of a player. These are big league players for 8 to 10 years, and you want to play. You hate platooning, and you want everyday players. Yeah. You got to live with it. You got to live with it.
Because I'm getting nervous. They're 4 over. They keep hitting like this. You might miss the offs. And
of
I thought Dibs, when they were 12 over, season not over, added Devers. Oh, watch out. Like, Chapman almost hit 30 home runs last year. Ramos was an all-star. We know what Devers is. It's like nobody is just coming through in the clutch.
Well, the thing that troubles me is this weekend where, you know, you had Logan Webb. He was coasting, and then all of a sudden, pop, 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 pop. And
but now you gave him a 2-run lead.
You did, and he gave up a 4-piece, I believe, and now you're trailing, and it was like, okay, Giants, you can go ahead and, oh, no. And then Frisbee guy came in, right, and gave up a couple, and you lose, and then, okay, Robbie Ray, let's avoid the sweep.
I'm thinking,
you come be the stopper,
and
he gave up a 5-piece. So the one thing that you've been able to anchor has been rotation and bullpen.
Boy.
And I mean, your offense got you 6 runs
that they
on
did.
Sunday, and I'm going to add that, Grandy, to my list. I have a running list of games in which the Giants have scored 4 runs or more in an inning, and when they've done so, they're almost undefeated. They've lost twice going into Sunday, and they got 4 runs in an inning.
Dibs, can I ask the total on that? I want to say that's under 5.
Oh, for the year?
Yeah.
No, if you give me a moment, I'll swivel over and get my clipboard. It's closer to 20.
Wow.
The number of times they scored four runs in a single inning.
Yeah.
Probably hasn't happened in a while.
Man,
though.
I don't remember
the last time.
No, it's been a long time, and Grandy knows that my notes are so disjointed.
Deep dive.
You
deep.
Tried to organize them on
I
Friday.
I tried on Friday, and I failed live on the air. The last one I noted was June 22nd against Boston, where they got 4 runs in the 7th, and they won. It might have happened since then.
Man.
But it hasn't happened a lot since
That's
then.
That's a month to today.
Right. And they put up 5 against the Dodgers in the 9th, and that was against a position player.
Oh,
that's when
they were down 13-0 or whatever
Casey
it was.
Schmidt got a grand slam against some random...
For the second straight day.
Might have been Kike Hernandez.
I think it was Kike.
And then the only other time they put up 4 against the Rockies in the 2nd inning, and they lost that game too. So... I mean, it's not, for me, it's not the offense right now. The thing that is really head scratching and makes me like rub the whiskers on my chin, it's the pitching. And if the pitching.
It's done then, Dibs. If they regress a little bit.
Verlander is winless, and Logan like ran out of gas, and then Robbie Ray just got straight up lit.
But how many two-strike counts did Verlander have? And just throwing meatballs.
Didn't have his outpitch working. That's what Bomel said. Mm. Got to good counts, but just couldn't get him. Couldn't finish him off.
Starts tonight in Atlanta.
Yeah. Atlanta. What starts tonight?
A winning streak.
The bounce back, before you go, I do want to publicly apologize for not recognizing your 84 on at Metro. Yeah, I checked the thread, and actually the scorecard never came through on my... We have a golf thread on WhatsApp, and we all do a thing called a scene report.
Now that's dope.
You play golf, and then you post a scene report. And Steiny almost never does, but the people who play with him will normally post it. And if he has a round like that, 84, good round, I will recognize it, and I didn't. And Matt, I just...
He didn't brag either, 84.
84 is not braggable. 84 is like, honestly,
I've been with him 7 years. I thought 84
is a B plus A minus.
Yeah.
If you shoot a 79, like if you break 80, that's highly braggable. And I think he's done so about four times in your life, four or five.
I'm not sure, but don't forget.
You
the
lose
other
track.
Thing,
yeah.
Don't forget the other thing you said was Metro's easy.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm playing there
before
Wednesday.
Before we go, we got in a fight, Dibs. I got to tell you.
Before you go and before he goes. I'm playing
Relax.
Wednesday morning with Double D, Dan Daly. I'm going to shoot an 87. Big whoops. It's easy. Go ahead, Guru.
Pay the WNBA. Pay. But give them their bread.
They're not going to. And I just had I had this discussion with a dear friend at lunch today, Craig, and not every owner is Joe Lacob. A lot of these owners, they don't want to pay. And I hate to be right on everything all the time. And by the way, read Monty Pool's, Monty Pool's article on Will Richard. And yes, okay. Monty, I had it first.
Yes, you did.
Thank you. He's going to be good, and he's going to be impactful. The WNBA will be locked out, and it might be a whole year.
It would be worth it for these players.
That's okay. A great call.
I like that.
I mean,
that's a great
you gotta
call.
Stand for something or fall for anything.
Thank you.
On 95.7.
Original.
The game? Mm-hmm. It's the game, people!